Several weeks ago, I was contacted by someone attempting to smear Congressman Hanson Clark, who faces a tough primary race next month, to try and keep his job. The writer told me that he'd uncovered the fact that the congressman's father was from a different country and gave his son a different name, which he later changed. Well, not only had I known that, I'd written about it. Clark has never made a secret of that his father was from Pakistan, nor was it a secret that his boy was named Malik Hashem, a name he later anglicized. Other politicians, by the way, who ended up changing their names from the ones they were born with, include President Gerald Ford and Congressman John Dingell's father, who held the seat his son now does. When I was unimpressed with the name change, the smear artist then sent me a copy of the death certificate of Hanson Clark's mother, Thelma Clark, who died in 1976. Clark had told me she was black and a member of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. The death certificate said she happened to be white. Then I saw where this ugliness was leading. These days, it's mostly taboo for whites to talk about the phenomenon of black-on-black racism. But this is what that was. People would rightly condemn any white person today who said that they wouldn't vote for anyone who had any African-American ancestry. But to do the reverse is sadly acceptable in some parts of Detroit today. I found this out firsthand when I was writing about Freeman Hendricks, the former deputy mayor of Detroit. Hendricks is as culturally and completely a part of the African-American community as they come. But his mother was a blonde, blue-eyed Austrian war bride who fell in love with Freeman's father after World War II and came to live with him in a black neighborhood back in the late 1940s. I thought that was a heroic and inspiring story, but Hendricks was then nastily attacked by some of his opponents as not being black enough. That may have been a factor in his loss to Kwame Kilpatrick and, as everyone now knows, the voters paid the price. I wasn't eager to write anything about Clark's ancestry, but the death certificate did contradict what the congressman told me, so I asked. Painfully, Clark told me that his mother was a black woman who'd taken pains to pass for white, something common years ago. She did this, he told me, because she thought it would give her only son a better chance in life. But nobody can deny is that in the world in which she grew up, that was sadly true. What is even more true is that none of that should matter to voters choosing a congressman. I'm talking about this, by the way, because one of his opponents is attempting to use this. Mary Waters now claims that as a result of this so-called revelation, she is the only black Detroiter in the race. I don't believe that's true, but she is indeed the only candidate convicted of a recent misdemeanor in connection with a bribery scandal. Let's hope the voters have the ability to discern what matters most.